Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for TWiT specials is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This is TWiT Live Special number 320, recorded Tuesday, May 2nd, 2017. Microsoft EDU. Welcome, everybody, to a TWiT Live special. Early morning for us West Coasters, 9 a.m. East Coast time, Microsoft's May 2nd, 2017 event. We don't know much about it, except we know everything about it, if you believe the leaks. Hashtag Microsoft EDU, and it's expected Microsoft will show off its new Windows Cloud operating system. Speculation is it's designed to compete in schools with Chromebooks. And we'll be able to use the Windows Store only for applications, no downloadable applications, just from the Windows Store, which means they'll need to do a new version of Microsoft Office for the Windows Store. Touch Office has been kind of slowly disappearing from the Windows Store for desktop operating system users. We also saw yesterday a leak from the Walking Cat, notorious Twitter leaker, of a new Surface, Microsoft Surface, a special thin, lightweight Surface, probably cheap too, designed for the educational market. Don't expect any other Surface announcements here. No new Surface Pros, Surface Studios, Surface Phones. But who knows? You never know. We will, I think, see the return of Joe Belfiore. He of the beautiful hair. He is back at Microsoft after a year sabbatical and is apparently, according to his Twitter feed, in charge of education initiatives at Microsoft.
It was the tail end of the First World War.
Sachin Nadella, the CEO.
In a remote and a rural part of India, my great-grandfather, who was a marginal farmer, had just passed away.
This could be a long story.
Leaving my great-grandmother, a young widow with two sons and no source of income. To provide for her sons and their future, she had to move to a town nearby and make some difficult choices. She became a domestic servant, but still could only afford to send one of her sons to school. While the two boys were close in age, both in grade school, one was seen as being more responsible, while the other was a bit of a troublemaker. My great-grandmother opted to send the more responsible, diligent son, viewed as having more potential, into the workforce. He became a day laborer at a construction site. He would continue in that field for the rest of his life, never given the opportunity to gain new skills and gain higher level employment. The other son was sent to the local school, and that boy was my grandfather. Despite being seen as being less responsible, he continued through school and eventually became a police officer. Despite entering the workforce nearly a decade after his brother, his starting salary was exponentially higher. It was my grandfather's education and the eventual career that enabled my father to pursue his own education, which eventually allowed me to follow my own passions. The opportunity my grandfather was given impacted the trajectories of the generations to come. This personal story reflects that often repeated adage, talent is everywhere, but opportunity is not. Today's event is about education and technology. More specifically, it is about empowering the students of today to create the world of tomorrow. We live in an amazing time of technological progress. Every aspect of our lives, economies, and societies are being shaped by digital technologies. However, technology is also creating disruption. There's a growing concern over job growth, economic opportunity, and the world we are building for the next generation. The real question is, how can technology create more opportunity, not for a few, but for all? Addressing that question is core to our mission to empower every person and every organization on the planet to achieve more. This is not just a set of words for us, but something we care deeply about. Our success is measured by others' success. Democratizing educational opportunity speaks directly to our mission. And it's one of the most pressing societal challenges. Technology can amplify the work of dedicated people and institutions, but rarely can substitute for it. Kentaro Toyama, a former researcher at Microsoft and the author of the book Geek Heresy, captures it best when he says that societal change requires more than just technology. Technocrats, as Toyama refers to them, have a tendency to extol the virtues of technology and view it as a remedy to all that ails the system. I'm here today as a heretic. We are under no illusion that technology alone is the answer to transforming education. Dedicated administrators, great teachers, motivated students, and involved parents and communities are the ones changing education. And technology is merely a tool to empower their creativity and their ingenuity. It is this opportunity that motivates our work in education and everything you'll see today.
One watching of my favorite Microsoft parts of the CEO Satya Nadella begin the Microsoft EDU event. Ed Bott will be joining me as soon as we get his audio
over the
working.
Past 2 years, I've had a chance
I see him.
To visit
I see Ed.
Students from 20
and I think I hear you. Hi, Ed.
To see students good in talk, Jakarta and Tel Aviv.
The Verge is already calling this the Surface Laptop event.
My daughters use in Seattle.
Thanks to the Walking Cats leaks, we think we know what at least hardware Microsoft will show. But you don't expect any surprises thinking. Here, do you? This is...
How a group of young
likely
I do not,
be
I do not expect I do not expect any surprises. It's an education event. The story that he's telling now is about education.
Syrian refugees and
by the way, immigration, I think, which is kind of telling.
By the commonality.
You think there's a slightly political angle to this?
Their ingenuity, perhaps, but I don't think that's going to be a big focus of today's event.
No.
I think you're going to see first-party hardware, third-party hardware, and some Windows stuff. There's already, I think The Verge actually posted some of the rumors that they'd seen about a new version of Windows. And that's been rumored for a little while.
The Windows Cloud or Windows S, we're not sure what they're going to call it.
Yeah, right.
Teachers have constant demands on their time.
I like it that he's
great tests
focusing
papers,
on the human angle of this. A lot of times technologists just dump hardware and technology on
each
schools and say,
I
there you go,
the
have
job
fun.
Of a teacher makes my
and that's
job
really the least of it.
Easy in comparison.
So I'm glad
technology
he's celebrating
should
teachers,
make yeah. teachers' lives simpler and spark students' creativity, not distract from it. This is a top priority that we are focused on at Microsoft. Today, you'll see how we're delivering an accessible, streamlined platform readily available to all classrooms. So teachers spend less time focused on technology and more time doing what they love doing, inspiring students. Secondly, the nature of work is changing drastically. Much of work today happens in teams within groups of people
broad back
working
and shoulders
together
of Paul Theroux.
To solve
he's
a
there,
problem.
As is Mary Jo Foley.
Where the sum becomes greater than the parts.
Ian Thompson from The Register.
We need to prepare our
Verge.
Students
Everybody's
for this future.
In this small room. Where is this
and
event,
And enable team-based
Ed,
learning
you know?
Experiences.
Besides New York.
I don't. I think it's the same.
The post office again?
Event space they use. Yeah, they use this space a few
teachers
times.
And parents. What you will see today is how any classroom can promote learning through collaboration, hubs for teamwork, personalized learning tools, and the ability to co-create. By empowering students to learn together, their educational opportunities get better. Third, we must prepare our students for tomorrow. Consider
interesting focus on collaboration.
Report from the World Economic Forum's
EDU version of Microsoft Teams. An estimated
65% of that would be an interesting thing to introduce. It's very much a shot right across Google's bow. Also,
yeah.
Teachers know this, and they are hungry to equip their students for this future. They know that computational thinking and problem-solving skills are key to the future. But they also know that they need to take a much broader view of STEM by bringing STEM curriculum alongside reading, writing, design, and art. Will set
a UWP, a Microsoft Store version of Office designed for education as well, because there isn't really anything appropriate there.
We will show
unless
you
they want them to use the web version.
Designed to address these needs.
I would find that highly unlikely.
How technology can empower
well, there's the privacy issue, too.
And
Google's been hit on that with its Chromebooks in schools.
And create a world of tomorrow.
Oh, sure.
Lastly, democratizing educational opportunity must be inclusive of everyone, not just a select few. To me, this is something that's deeply personal. This includes students with disabilities and different learning styles. They must be given an opportunity to pursue their own dreams. Dyslexia is estimated to impact 1 in 5 people. 72% of the classrooms have students with special learning needs. Reading is an essential competency, and once a student falls far behind, it's difficult to catch up. And it's just not about reading. You fall behind in every other
subject. Does Microsoft have a classroom solution like Moodle or Blackboard, some sort of learning tools system for teachers and students to
help
use?
Students with dyslexia.
They've built a lot of that functionality into OneNote recently.
Everywhere with their reading.
What's this guy behind us doing? I mean, behind him. Looks like he's drawing.
It's incredible to hear the feedback from
on a Surface Studio.
First grade readers or from parents who have exhausted their options seeking help for their dyslexic children.
We might also see a version of the Surface Hub, their giant screen for schools. It's a little pricey for schools right now, but a lower cost version might be popular. Schools already use PowerPoint projectors and electronic whiteboards
and much more
when they can afford them.
As Terry Meyerson joins me today to share more of the news. To close, I want everyone to imagine the world we're building for tomorrow. Just as my grandfather's opportunity changed the trajectory of our family, this is what inspires me. How can we collectively come together to democratize the educational
There's
opportunity?
There's the mission statement, I think, for this event. Empowering the students of today to create the world
for this generation
of tomorrow
and the generations to come. Thank you all
Microsoft
very, very
CEO
much.
Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella. Now Terry Meyerson, EVP of the Windows and Devices Group.
And there is a subtext to that mission statement as well, which is that Microsoft's current business is built on an older generation, and they really, really need to capture the next generation.
That's the story, really, of Microsoft in the 2010s, is Microsoft that used to be dominant, trying to compete now with Galaxies and iPhones and Chromebooks. It's a very different world. And they're, you know, they're losing in schools. And this is almost an all-hands-on-deck kind of emergency, I think, for Microsoft.
Learning tools not only reads to them, but gives them a better ability to pick up the words on the page.
The Walking Cat tweeted an image of a Surface laptop, very thin, very, I presume, light, with an Alcantara keyboard. That's the fabric that they use in their premium Surface 4 keyboard. And says it will ship in 4 colors, platinum, burgundy, cobalt blue, and graphite gold. 13.5-inch pixel sense display. There's that image. And, of course, that's the mouse that's been out for a while, the ergonomic mouse that folds.
I want our students to experience success. And so if we can accelerate that, if we can bring them up to speed, that's what I want for them.
When technology and education come together, possibility becomes reality.
I want to read every book in here.
Aw.
I do too. Is that Terry?
That is Terry.
Those kids just inspire me. And their smiles remind me why we create what we do. The gift of technology is that it can make
kind of the other
easier.
Shoe from Microsoft's last event, which was the announcement of Microsoft's Creators Update, and surprisingly featured a lot of educational stuff, showed Microsoft Paint 3D with kids using it. It kind of was the beginning of this initiative, I think.
Are sitting in the classrooms today.
This Although nothing Microsoft sells at this point is affordable for a school. I'm sure many schools would like a Surface Studio, but that would be probably their entire budget for a classroom.
Naturally learn by creating, collaborating, and communicating with people all over the world. The generation of inventors who create with touch, command with their voice, and conceptualize in 3D.
Can't figure out
our
what,
team
what that person
just
is
loves
doing on
creating
that.
A medium. So
it's a PowerPoint slide.
Is it?
To create.
Yes.
That ignites this creative impulse.
Last minute finishing this presentation.
That turns creativity
Quick, get that
into
deck
this
ready.
Force for positive change. And our mission with Windows is to create this platform that inspires this creativity in each of us.
You've been in this space, Ed, right? This is a pretty small space.
It is a very small space. There are a couple devices on the table behind him that look
K-12 education.
Different?
With twice as
Surface tablet-like.
Shipped in 2016 as any alternative. Teachers
they
today
just rolled that in,
Windows
obviously. That wasn't there earlier.
For the rich creativity-inspiring applications like Autodesk Sketchbook, Adobe Photoshop, Minecraft, and the rich Office 365 desktop applications, which do so much more than the mobile apps available on other platforms. Teachers also choose Windows for all the things they can plug into Windows, including these amazing new STEM lesson plans with Legos and Arduino boards.
Challenge for Microsoft, of course, is to come up with a tool that isn't a netbook at a price that competes with Chromebooks, which started $150.
But to understand how we could do more,
I don't think they want to repeat the netbook fiasco.
We have talked to teachers on the phone.
No, and I think they want to really focus on isolating the flaws in the Chromebook, which is that they frankly lock you into the Google ecosystem.
Right.
From classmates.
Yeah, that's what Microsoft's already kind of hinting at with mentioning Adobe and AutoCAD. And
the teachers were consistent.
Is that where they're an open platform that can use software from other sources?
They asked for Windows to be more resilient to literally hundreds of kids interacting with each device during the school year, maintaining the same great battery life, fast login time, and overall performance on the first day of school as the last.
And those are
Ricardo
strengths of the Chromebook.
From the Renton School District.
That's right.
How he manages
and, of course, from a point, now he's talking about management, which is also the other key.
11,000 Windows devices in his school district. And he was overwhelmed with the ongoing setup of new devices each summer and the management of the current devices in the classroom all school year. So to give students, teachers, and administrators like Ricardo what they need, we're taking a new approach. Simplify to magnify.
Simplify
writers and
to
storytellers
magnify.
Cut for pacing. In music, you distill down to a single hook that can become the song of the summer. In sculpture, you chip away all the stone that doesn't look like David.
Somebody spent a lot of time writing this.
In software, we code for elegance because simplicity is power. Well, I'm proud today to introduce you to Windows 10 S.
S. So this is the Windows Cloud Platform, and I guess that's going to be the name, S, for simple.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I would not leap to the conclusion that it's cloud-based.
It is secure, and it runs with superior performance.
That is, in a way, a negative, isn't it, for the Chromebook? It really doesn't work well unless you're online.
The soul
exactly.
And Microsoft famously enlisted the Pawn Stars to approve that.
We've taken everything that teachers need and millions of people love about Windows 10 and created a new Windows experience that's ideal for all of our creative endeavors inside and out of the classroom.
Let me show you Windows 10S.
So
here I am running Windows 10S.
Usually Terry doesn't do the demos, does he? This is interesting.
Windows 10S runs on the full range of Windows 10 hardware.
They've lost the guy with the hat.
But also the entry spec devices that we find in classrooms all over the world. Now, the first thing you'll notice about Windows 10S.
Terry's presentation skills have gotten much better.
Desktop image. Just like we've streamlined Windows 10 to create Windows 10S. The default desktop image on Windows 10S has been streamlined and still beautiful.
Yeah, it's struggling a little bit.
Now, everything that runs on Windows 10S.
What is different about that? It looks exactly like Windows 10.
Windows Store, which means
he said the image
it's verified
has been streamlined.
What does that mean?
Downloaded to the device, it runs
that means
that
its footprint on the disk and its footprint in memory.
The execution of the application doesn't impact the overall performance of the rest of the system, allowing the performance of the device to be the same on day one as day 1000 in use of the device. Now, there's many applications within the Windows Store, but it's pretty exciting to announce today that the Office Suite, the full desktop applications, Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook, and more, will be coming soon to the Windows Store.
Office 365 Personal,
today for the peripherals, the
touch-first version of Office, not the one that they're currently shipping, which they're slowly withdrawing from the desktop version of the Windows Store.
We're seeing incredible
mixed reality
headsets being created by our partners. So excited to see the classroom lesson plans that are being created to go with this Acer virtual reality headset here with the Surface Book. But some of the most exciting stuff we're seeing plugged into Windows are these new lessons.
That looks like
STEM
a Surface
education.
Book in front of him. Nothing
and so today,
different, right? Or is it?
What we've done here is
look
downloaded
at the hinge.
From the store.
I can't see
it. Can't see it, yeah.
It
actually looks a little smaller. That pen is
you can see here what a student
unless it's
done,
a new, bigger pen.
Scratch, visually programmed to scratch.
This might be the 13.5-inch.
Hello, humans. I'm Obot. Who is programming me today?
Oh, Lord.
Nice to meet you, Terry. I love working with kids to teach them how to code. I'm already being used in over 1,000 schools around the world today.
This could only be worse
I've
if you pulled
say,
it out of a
Windows
bag and it said,
looks
hello.
Pretty impressive so far. What else have you got to show us, Terry?
His mouth.
So, I mean, I think down in the showcase, you'll see many more. There's just so many cool things that are being plugged into Windows 10 or Windows 10S soon to enable these great STEM lesson plans.
Yeah, that must
now,
be the new laptop.
Listening to teachers and students to inspire Windows 10S.
Small.
But we've also been doing the same with Microsoft
smaller than a
Edge.
Surface Book.
Now, Windows 10S will run Can't any tell. Web browser in the Windows Store. But with Microsoft Edge, it's inspired
somebody in the chat
by
room
teachers and
points
students
out
as well.
So when that VR gear probably won't run
tabs,
well on
what
Windows
we were really
S.
doing at that time,
or Windows S hardware.
Was thinking about how a student doing a research project.
I'm pretty
would
sure
collect.
Windows 10 S
Here's
will run on anything.
Here's the research I'm doing on the solar system. Here's the tabs related
but,
to the research
but,
I'm doing.
Yeah, you need
on
pretty heavy
Amazon
duty
Rainforest.
Hardware to run a VR.
Here's the tabs associated with my science research
headset. I
when
think
we add
maybe not.
Annotation to Edge.
Depends on the VR.
Depends what it does. You're right. You could use a phone for
of a student
right.
doing his
Samsung
research,
gear,
highlighting
daydream.
A section of a web page. Circling
stealing,
a section of the real
stealing a paragraph
with other teachers or students,
pasting it into his
doing their collaborative
report.
Work for. So Microsoft Edge is increasingly more focused on being delightful for these teachers and students in the classroom. Now, I mentioned every application that runs on Windows 10S.
I feel like that one note in the
so
pen,
what happens when a student.
And that kind of easy kind of telestration is valuable for both teacher
so
and student.
This fictitious
I use it all the time
absolutely.
On my Surface Studio.
Yeah.
I
and
love
I will
it.
Very much so.
Try and download something.
Especially for a teacher
run it.
Presenting, I think.
When you do,
that's one
Windows
note he's
10S
using.
Pops up this helpful dialog, letting you know the application you just tried
Edge.
To run has not been verified for security and safety by Microsoft. What it does, though, is offer you applications in the store
oh, there
that
you go.
Do similar things. So here it's recommending, instead of Crazy Picture so. Editor, Adobe Photoshop. Now, if a teacher or administrator really
and
wants
this
to run
is,
that application
this is the management
in the store
story.
At any
right.
time, they can go
you,
to that Windows
you
store.
You can't install ransomware. You
right.
can't
the device
install.
Windows 10
oh, look at this.
To Windows
so
10.
Software yeah. upgradeability from S to Pro, which would then let you install ransomware.
Now, I mentioned maintaining consistent right. performance is so important in the classroom. The
one scenario
a little tip of the hat there to Adobe
is the first login.
You just have to use Photoshop, sorry.
In classrooms, we see these carts of 30 or more devices, and students are coming into the classroom, they pick up a random device, and all the time, they'll be the first time they log in. And so we've been focused on that with Windows 10S. So here I have two devices, a Windows 10 Pro device loaded up with several applications that are commonly found in the classroom. We have Google Chrome installed, Adobe Reader installed, McAfee Antivirus installed, and that's it. And over here we have comparable applications running on Windows 10S. And so I'm going to be a student logging into this device for the very first time. And you'll see that the Windows 10S device is going to log in for the very first time for this student in less than 15 seconds. This 10 Pro device will take 30, 40 seconds to log in. More applications would have it take even longer to log in.
There you go.
And so what this means in the classroom is the teacher can start teaching quicker.
Still a lot longer than a Chromebook.
Doesn't have to keep the students focused waiting for the device to log in. So this first login performance is fantastic.
I don't know how important that is.
Now, if the student has been on this device before,
I think the difference between 0 and 10 seconds on the first login is meaningless. It's the resuming from
opening it up. Yeah.
Yeah. Which should be instantaneous.
Ricardo talked about setting up new devices. This is a scenario many teachers think about during the summer, or school districts are getting new devices all the time. So what we've done is we've created a new application called Set Up My School PCs. And what happens is a teacher or administrator goes into a wizard. They set up the Wi-Fi network for their school. Say, these are going to go for my math cart. Maybe set up a new desktop image with a school logo. Specify I'm setting up whether a single student device or a shared cart or a lab. Specify what applications they want on the device. Here we're recommending Office or Minecraft, but they're not there by default. A school chooses what they want. But at the end of this process, what gets created is a USB key.
There you go.
And then what the teacher or administrator does is they collect all of their classroom PCs. This is literally what we see happen in the classroom. And they'll take a PC in any state. This particular one is just out of the box. You plug in the USB key. It's detected by Windows.
That's a nice feature.
And in less than 30 seconds, I'll be able to pull this USB key out of the device and move on to the next one.
I wonder if you can do that over the network, too.
This system is configured completely per the spec that I put together through this wizard.
This is using provisioning packages, which is a standard Windows 10 deployment feature. So what they've done is they've taken an enterprise feature and consumerized it or educationized it.
Decided to move to Windows 10 from Chromebooks, and using the Set Up My PC app, they set up 600 PCs using 30 USB sticks in one day. So it's a pretty incredible process to set up and configure a set of devices exactly how the teachers would like them to be. Now, the last step in our solution here is Intune for Education.
I mentioned how Ricardo
has got 11,000 PCs in his school district.
Intune is their management tool for, again,
taken
for
our enterprise systems
big boy
management
Windows.
Software, and we've customized it for schools. Intune now knows about carts in classrooms and knows about teachers versus students. And what an administrator can now do, you can see this is Intune for Education configured for two high schools, Contoso and Fabricam. The students, teachers and students in each. And an administrator during the school year can go in and say, oh, in this classroom, the students at this high school, for example, let's turn off the camera in that classroom. So all of the attributes of the devices that are in the school district, if they're connected to the Intune for Education, that can now be centrally managed with all the power of this rich enterprise management software we've had for years, now customized for schools. So that's Windows 10S. It's inspired by students and teachers. It runs full, rich applications that are secure and verified by Microsoft. It's easy to set up and manage, and it will have the same performance on the first day of school as the last. It really is the soul of today's Windows. Now, the world benefits when all students all over the planet have access to this latest technology. Windows achieves this scale through our partners, both our OEMs and software developers globally. And our goal with Windows 10S is to develop the same vibrant, partner-centric ecosystem we have today. Our partners, including Acer, Asus, Dell, Fujitsu, HP, Samsung, and Toshiba, offer a range of new education.
I'm guessing Windows Microsoft's having the same internet problems today, in this venue that they've had in the past, because I don't. Either Mary Jo or Paul has tweeted in the last half hour. Or The Verge. It's very unlike them.
These partners will offer these devices and new beautiful premium devices with Windows 10S in the coming months.
Oh, no. Sorry.
But I'm excited to announce more. All of these new education devices will now come with a free one-year subscription to Minecraft Education Edition.
A lot of Minecraft players in the audience.
And we are making
the Education Edition is kind of coding-based, I think.
Any of their current Windows Pro PCs. And that Office 365 for Education is also free for teachers and students worldwide.
Wow.
And today, Microsoft Intune for Education becomes broadly available for administrators.
And you saw that slide that said PCs start at $189.
Office 365, yep.
Including free Microsoft.
This is our complete
free Office
solution for education.
That's the price point. I think that's a very, very important price point with Office as well.
Right, adding Office, adding Intune. Those are big benefits.
Yeah.
So on top of Windows 10,
Intune is an enterprise product. Do you pay for it, or does it? It comes with Windows 10 Pro, right?
No. Intune's a mobile device management.
A natural way to foster collaboration and encourage
so you do buy
creativity.
An enterprise pays a per seat
license.
Yeah.
Then we have Minecraft. What continues to amaze me about Minecraft is that this is a video game.
And there you go. That is a picture of
learning tool to teach teamwork,
the same
and problem
education
solving.
Surface that the walking cat demonstrated
look at mixed reality
in pink,
and how it's just this magical teaching and learning environment
that looked fairly.
Over the past 5 years, I've been fortunate
Surface
enough to experience battling aliens, fixing a Japan Airlines jet engine, and even walking on Mars with NASA. But when I see how it is bringing a whole new dimension.
We haven't seen this UWP office, have we, Ed? This is something new.
This is brand new, yes.
So let's start with Microsoft.
It's been rumored for a long time. There are 500 or so converted desktop apps in the Windows Store. Ah, then now you get to figure out what she's doing.
Right.
Good morning, everybody. As Satya shared, we believe that education unlocks potential and that technology can empower teachers and students to create the world of tomorrow. With over 100 million active users, Office 365 empowers individuals, teams, and organizations to communicate and collaborate every day. And Office 365 for Education builds on this rich foundation to offer the broadest and deepest toolkit for content creation, personalized learning, and modern classroom collaboration. So to share some ways that Office 365 is used in today's classroom, it's my privilege to welcome Anthony Newbold, the principal at Bear Creek Middle School in Fairburn, Georgia.
You're watching Microsoft's education event. Already they've announced Windows S for
Windows
schools.
Windows 10S.
And Office 365 for Education.
18 years ago, I started my education career right across the river in Paterson, New Jersey.
Ed Bott is with
and
me
in that time,
from ZDNet.
I've served as a teacher and an administrator. And over the years, I've watched as education has matured and grown in amazing ways. Now, teachers are instrumental in any classroom with technology. They can
Microsoft
engage and improve their students' learning experience.
Special Surface for Education,
Anthony,
starting at $189.
How you use Office 365
and
Bear
said
Creek.
They'll throw in Intune for Education,
absolutely,
their administration
now,
tool, and Office
video,
365 for
tools at Bear
the Windows Store
and
for free, along with Minecraft.
Students are
a one-year subscription.
Academic risk. Now that they're
so I think the $189 price point applied to some of the third-party OEM devices.
Right.
And as they have not announced the Surface device yet.
Presentation tool. Now, we also use OneNote class notebook as a digital binder in the classroom. Our art teacher, Mr. Smith, has students capture their artwork, and now they have a digital portfolio. Ms. Thompson, one of our history teachers, you saw her in the video, she encourages her students to share their digital class notes with their peers. And Dr. Pruitt, a physical science teacher, encourages her students to review their Cornell notes right before any exam. So we're seeing some great results already with Office 365, and I can't wait to see how some of the technology we're going to hear about today is going to impact student achievement.
That sounds great. I loved hearing the stories of how you use Office 365 in your classrooms at Bear Creek.
Nice nod to the Surface Studio.
All right.
By having an artist working there off to the side, something obviously most schools can't afford. It starts at $3,000. But
newest addition to Office
365. It is, I think, in some ways Microsoft's most interesting product.
I'm proud to announce
hardware product.
New classroom experiences as part of Microsoft Teams. These new features will make it
a
digital hub for teachers and students. Teams will help teachers with their daily activities and will help students prepare for the future.
So this is their Blackboard.
So let's take a look.
This is their Moodle.
On the left,
yes.
This is Microsoft Teams. On the left, you'll see all the classes that a teacher is responsible for and project groups that they assign to their students. In addition, all of these are set up automatically at the start of a school year, including the student roster, and always kept up to date. And teachers can communicate with their students and collaborate, but they can also collaborate with their peers. Down below, you see that Bear Creek Middle School staff section right there. Up at the top, you'll notice the tabs. This provides easy access to information that teachers and students need, like files, the OneNote class notebook, assignments, quizzes, and more. And teachers can customize these tabs for their class or a project group, making sure the students have what they need anywhere, anytime. And the magic happens in the conversation, and that's in the center. This provides a persistent, rich interaction between the teacher and the students so they can learn, they can read, they can interact real time in the classroom or at home when they're studying for that last minute test. And what's great is if a student misses a few days or joins mid-semester, they have all the recorded conversation and content that they need to have context. So, Anthony, you've had some opportunity to get a sneak peek on Teams. Can you talk a bit about how you see using it in your classrooms?
Absolutely. So there are so many learning resources beyond the four walls of your typical classroom, but because of cost and time, we can't always bring them into the classroom. It's easy with Microsoft Teams to connect to more of those external learning resources. So, for example, I can introduce a new unit to my world history class by bringing in an anthropologist into the classroom with a video call. This enables students to interact with a professional and seek the information that matters most to them. But the real beauty of this is now students can question and engage each other versus just simply reading it out of a textbook or online from an article. Engaging students in the class discussion is a challenge. Now, some students are going
good,
to be shy.
Good, they can still use Comic
Others,
Sans. That's
maybe
critical.
What we call overly spirited, if you will. The students
will never
love
die.
This tool. So I have a 13-year-old daughter, and I watch her.
Teams is kind of Microsoft's Slack, and it's interesting to put a Slack, including animated GIFs and
stickers and GIFs. And
GIFs,
as a result,
sorry,
we can get
in
more
the
students
into the classroom,
involved, as you see here in the conversation tab.
I think you have
now,
to do that.
In this particular tab,
could be
I'm
challenging.
I see that all of the students use proper chat etiquette, but if they didn't, it's okay. I'll use that as what we refer to as a teachable moment.
Yes.
And I have complete control. I can delete a message. I can mute a student or the entire class if need be. And in this conversation, you'll see Polly. Now, Polly is this pretty cool polling bot, so I can create a poll. And now I can facilitate student engagement in exciting new ways. Teachers can tailor their class experience and add some interesting apps from Microsoft
something
and
Google
some of our
doesn't
favorite
have.
EDU apps.
And the existing apps out there are pretty ungainly and unattractive.
And
Microsoft's really added
now,
some polish to
every
this.
Student has choice and voice on how they choose to engage in the classroom.
It's a perfect use for Teams, I think.
If you talk to any teacher, they'll tell you that once they grab a student's attention, the lessons and the content come alive and ignite deeper learning. Now, as educators, we must focus on preparing our students for their future.
A lot of schools use clickers and ways to engage students and kind of
on top of learning the new material,
you know, kind of open quizzes that show up on the whiteboard in front of the school. It's very in front of the class. It's a very useful tool.
As a part of
and
this
I imagine
class,
they'll have something like that along with this
pulse
feature.
Into various groups to work on a project. So
right,
let's take a look and
with
see
a personal screen instead of a shared screen.
So
exactly.
I see here that this particular group has already started on some different aspects of the project. They seem to have some questions here. So let's go in.
This
and
is really
going to
be critical, especially for engaging like the high school kids to have this kind of environment in school.
It appears here that I have a couple of students
but also
who are
a challenge
already
to
working on this
teachers
right
who
now.
May not be as comfortable with messaging
the students can also see each
technology.
Other's changes in real time, no matter where they are physically.
Now, I suspect that's changing as the workforce of teachers becomes, as a new generation comes into the workforce as teachers.
Yeah, although I know young teachers who don't like the intrusion of computers into the classroom. They feel like it gets in the way of the pedagogy. So it's not a universal thing. So some of it is lack of experience with technology and fear, but some of it is also just philosophical. And it does cross all generations. I've dealt with this a little bit. Serving on the board at our local high school.
Well, a lot of it is also that the educational computing technology that's out there right now is clunky and messy and hard to use.
Yes.
Everyone knows that in today's busy world, it's often challenging to get students together in one place. Although they seem to message each other all the time, sometimes that face-to-face interaction is absolutely necessary.
I think this is true. Hey, I think, you know... If you think it looks clunky to us, imagine how it looks to a 16-year-old,
right?
You know, who's using Snapchat and Skype and whatever. This is
one more thing today. Because we're also using OneNote,
something they really
can even review concepts that were previously taught. So you see here, I posted a map that I used to teach a lesson in class.
That's great.
So if a student is absent, they can just go back, hit play, and the steps that I took while teaching the lesson
and
are instantly revealed.
I imagine Microsoft's going to talk a little bit about how it will train teachers to use this stuff, how what kinds of
getting to the
resources
answer.
For teachers are going to make available, because that's critical too. As I said,
typically that's done through partners.
Right.
That's Microsoft's business model, and I don't see that changing.
What really hits home is how I can redefine what a classroom means for my teachers and students. Office 365 for Education, now with Microsoft Teams, brings in resources from around the world, providing the students with anytime, anywhere access to the skills that I know that they will need to be successful in their future.
So Anthony just shared how Microsoft is helping redefine classroom collaboration. These new classroom experiences for Teams are available today in private preview and will launch worldwide this summer. Thank you so much, Anthony, for sharing how you use Office 365 in your classroom.
Yeah, this makes sense. The school year is very nearly over. Launching in the summer is plenty of time for a September school year.
Yeah, educators generally like things like this to appear in June so that they can give their IT folks time to get them deployed and the wrinkles ironed out.
The modern collaborative classroom. Another way teachers are sparking their students' creativity is by learning by doing. And at Microsoft, we've been running pop-up STEM classrooms for the past year with thousands of educators around the world. We've built standards-aligned STEM lesson plans that are targeted to middle school students and are available to download for free.
Interesting.
These STEM projects
I wonder how Pearson
use everyday objects like paper cups, straws, and string to make sure that learning is affordable and accessible to everyone. For example, this sensorized glove project has students use copper tape, Velostat, and cardboard to make a flex sensor for a quarter, 25 cents. And after completing this sensor, students can control a robotic finger made from a straw and stream live data into Excel that measures the flexion and extension of their finger. How cool is that? By mastering these skills, students can use their imagination and creativity to make something of their own. Driven simply
Grumpy Mike
by
in
your
our
passion.
Chat room says that Google like has teacher events to educate teachers on how to use products in the classroom currently.
Building on our experience with the National PTA, today we're excited to announce that starting this Saturday for the month of May, we'll bring these pop-up STEM classroom experiences to the Microsoft stores across the country. And this summer, we'll host STEM summer camp programs at select Microsoft stores. So this was just one example of how students can bring their creativity into the classroom. And now, let's explore how learning by doing sparks creativity in the virtual world of Minecraft. So please join me in welcoming Deirdre to talk about it.
Man, they got that artist working hard.
Hello. I know some of you remember the very first video game you finished. Mine was Super Mario Brothers. I was 11, but I can still hear that music and feel the controller in my hands. My best friend and I played every day after school for months, learning how to defeat each enemy, memorizing the timing, and how to solve each puzzle. We basically created a study guide from what we were learning so that we could solve the last level. And what I can see now is that we were learning as we played. Now I think about this experience when I see students and educators using Minecraft in schools.
We always
Minecraft
use that as an excuse.
Minecraft is already transforming.
Yeah. No, I'm learning.
Minecraft
I'm learning.
Has over 100 million players worldwide.
Look at this, collaboration.
And today, just a few months after launching,
you know, Minecraft actually is very well suited to that. And I watch our 14-year-old and his friends. Edition. Spend hours
Teachers
building stuff. It is really Lego for his generation.
For Minecraft
yes.
In any lesson. In fact, one of the very first lessons shared with us
they,
was from a teacher
by the way,
named Simon
will often
in the UK.
Collaborate
he was
over
using
Skype
Minecraft
while they're doing
with
it.
His middle school students. He asked them to create a Mars habitat in Minecraft. The students got started right away, planning what humans would need to survive on Mars. And like Matt Damon's character in The Martian,
yeah, I think this is a really
solving
good
the problem of how to grow food in
how,
a Martian landscape.
Something kids
and using
already
math
love.
To
Minecraft can be used to.
When I visit classrooms
a
like
spoonful
Simon's,
of sugar.
I see players debating, negotiating, and working together. Educators like Simon are amazed and encouraged by the level of student engagement when they use Minecraft and how it opens up creative exploration across the curriculum. So, how can Minecraft make a difference with computer science education? I first learned coding when I was 9, and later was one of just 2 girls in my AP computer science class in high school.
Actually, Chromebooks don't do all that well because of their online.
The way that we teach coding has barely changed, and women make up less than 20% of professional software
engineers.
Windows
10S would really be much better, I think.
Efforts like Code.org's Hour of Code and the USCSL initiative have made huge strides breaking down the barriers and showing the power of computing to solve problems. And games are
that Space Invaders, actually.
Yeah. The Minecraft Hour of Code tutorials on code.org have passed over 50 million play sessions with students and educators.
Of course, you can do that on a Chromebook, but then you get to a point where you want to start actually coding. And you're kind
of
stymied
urgency
because you can't get out of the browser. So
leaders to inject technology into their curriculum, specifically computer science and coding.
Good score a win.
So that's why today I'm proud to announce Code Builder for Minecraft Education Edition.
That's something I'm sure you can't do in Chrome.
Code Builder is a new Minecraft extension that lets players build, move around, and create in Minecraft by writing code.
Love to see this available.
Let me show you how it works.
Too.
You're going to write code today.
Interesting
to
say which languages they
Let's
use.
Start with the Mars exploration.
Right now, there's a Python API for Minecraft.
We're going to enter right into the world, and you can see the habitat
Raspberry
they build,
Pi comes with it,
and their
provided
interpretation
by Microsoft.
Of a Martian landscape. Once we go inside Minecraft, you can start Code Builder just by typing /code.
Wow.
With that, you can connect to popular Learn to Code packages like Tinker and ScratchX from MIT, or you can even add your own service.
Scratch is
great.
Today,
you're going to use Tinker, which has custom blocks and commands that are connected to Minecraft.
Now, back in Minecraft, Mike Elgin's son used to work for Tinker.
Or sidekick appears to execute the code that you write.
You get it on iOS as well.
Students really love the agent. It's a great way for them to get started and make that experience even more personal.
It's a point and click.
In Tinker, you drag and drop blocks of code to create a tunnel program that moves the agent and digs down to discover what's beneath the surface. In this example, we're going to use the agent to dig a tunnel outside so that we're safe for the elements on Mars.
Home users.
But Minecraft players out there can imagine dozens of uses for programming the agent, like mining all night or building a lit path to your farm while you work on your house.
Yeah.
So here, the agent's gone to work running code, digging down and identifying the resources that are underground.
It's awesome.
If you're more experienced,
automated.
You can even switch from blocks to JavaScript and run code without the agent to go even faster. Using code
escaping
builders,
from District
will be able
9.
To create some really cool stuff. And like my own experience with Super Mario Brothers, they'll be learning as they play.
Let's hear from
someone who's seen this firsthand. A high school STEM teacher who runs a girls' coding workshop was recently selected as a PBS Digital Innovator and has been working with her students.
This is going to where kids already are, and I really like this idea.
Please join me in welcoming Melissa Renchi.
At least on the surface, all of this stuff, including teams for schools, really looks like something that would excite and engage kids.
Well, what's fascinating is that, you know, Joe Belfiore went away for a year.
Right.
What's cool is
doing this educational thing with his family, and he comes back, and I think you can trace a lot of this to his influence.
Yeah, we haven't seen him yet, but I suspect we will.
Shakespeare's time, you're looking at the Globe Theater. So most people can look at a simulation, but instead what we're going to do is have students actually build the Globe Theater and set the stage for this. So you have your balconies here, you have the groundlings area. So what will have happen is students are going to actually be building currently the Globe Theater itself. You're also going to set the stage with what this place looks like.
I have to think this
is
very
exciting. So
there's going
to be some houses that are going to be built for the patrons, because those were typically nicer.
And really a compelling, if you can offer this at the same price as a Chromebook,
the people that they were called the ground,
which it looks like they'll be able to,
or even a little more,
right?
Because of that ability to upgrade it to a pro machine.
Right. You're watching the agent is actually 3D printing a windmill. You see the finished project here.
Microsoft can treat this as a loss leader. They understand that getting these kids engaged in Microsoft products at this age is really important.
And then finally, we'll go to our last.
Historically, of course, that's what Apple
here.
And Microsoft have always done.
That Deirdre talked about
and I was just going to say, the fascinating thing about this is that you and I haven't mentioned Apple until just a second ago.
Right. This used to be their bailiwick.
This used to be, you know, everything in the classroom used to be Apple. And now it's you know, Google and Microsoft are fighting for that space. Apple had a couple of successful deployments of the iPad, but then they turned out to be not so successful and way too expensive.
Does anyone ever ask you how you can use Minecraft in your classroom?
Yeah, most famously in the LA Unified School District, where they're suing both Microsoft and Pearson, the creator of the curriculum.
That they've been using lesson plans. There's the
here in Petaluma, we're still using iPads. It was they moved from Chromebooks to iPads last year,
with a lot of questions.
And I think it was a huge mistake.
The last piece I would point out to you is that
for so many reasons, but
we talk about. It's computer science,
particularly for the lifespan of the device. You're not going to get more than a few years out of it. And I hope that Microsoft considers, you know, that a school spending even $200 on hardware wants to get, you know, more than a year or two out of that device.
Right.
When I look at those examples that these students are creating, and I think about my own experience developing some pretty great problem-solving and study skills in Super Mario Brothers, and I look at my two daughters today, I feel a real sense of urgency to put these tools in the hands of educators and students. From the 50 million hour of code sessions and the examples
from Simon
and Melissa,
reach out to homeschoolers,
we know it's engaging. We know it's working.
And kind of non-traditional schools, charter
both
schools,
boys and girls.
Highly unlikely.
How cool is it that my daughters could build and fly through the Parthenon?
You know, there's a volume.
Program a virtual
right. This stuff only works in a
and
certain volume. You have to have 25
right. for more than 25 years.
To 250 to 2,500.
Like this, we
you know, you've got to have numbers for this to work.
Right.
Of creators, leaders, and innovators. Starting today, you can give Code Builder a try with a free trial of Minecraft Education Edition and the brand new beta of Code Builder.
Right on.
Both available for schools right now.
Schools.
At education.minecraft.net.
Bingo.
Next, I'm going to introduce Megan, who will talk more about the potential for 3D and mixed reality in education. Thank you.
By the way, I don't know whether this is true, but one of my Twitter followers says that Terry Meyerson's teleprompter malfunctioned.
And that would explain his hesitation.
Everything he was doing there was on the fly, which if that's the case, then...
Very impressive. Well done.
Around 3D for everyone at Microsoft. And I'm so excited to talk to you today about the magic of 3D, mixed reality, and education. Now, as humans,
I'm looking at the education.minecraft.net and I joined the beta button.
And by doing, it's part of who we are.
Sure would like to join that beta.
Today, we not only learn from the real world, we also have created new ways to learn with technology.
Let me see if I can
kids
do it.
Create enrich 3D worlds like Minecraft.
It does mention there, educators, administrators, but also families.
Life, and they can creatively explore and problem solve right in the moment. So how do we bring the benefit of our real world
to a lot of parents
this digital world
would love
together.
To use these kinds of tools to
we call this
supplement their
mixed
kids'
reality.
Official
and
education.
Mixed reality begins with 3D content. Now, research tells us that 3D improves attention span, engagement, motivation, and overall academic performance. And my personal favorite? Girls enroll in math and science classes.
Available for educators, administrators, and students at eligible institutions.
So today, we're going to show you a number of demos that highlight some of the benefits of 3D in and out of the classroom. Now, schools have different access to different resources.
By the way, they're offering both the Code Builder and the Education Edition for Mac OS as well as Windows.
So I'm very excited now to introduce you to Amy from our development team, who is going to help us on this next set of demos. Megan.
Let's get started in Microsoft Teams. Here, students have a new assignment around little-known space facts. There are a lot of questions around when eclipses happen, so I'm going to use Paint 3D and PowerPoint
this looks so much
to
like
bring
Slack.
The idea of eclipses to life.
Including the animated GIFs.
Paint 3D is free in Windows 10 and is one of the easiest ways to create in 3D.
I presume
here,
Windows 10S will also
have Paint 3D.
Teachers
can create classroom boards and stock them full of models for their students to use in their projects. Now I'm going to build the solar system, so the first thing I need is the sun.
Have we seen
Drop
any leaks of 10S? Do we know what's not in there?
Just scale them down.
The only thing that's not in it is the ability to run desktop applications that are not either already included with Windows or modified to be delivered through the Windows Store.
So otherwise, it's a full Windows 10.
Nice. Otherwise, it's a full Windows 10.
Interesting.
So I'll grab the Earth and the Moon, move them into position, and because we're working in 3D, I can move back and forth in space. Great. So the Moon travels around the Earth every 29 days, and based on this top-down view, you'd think that we would have eclipses every month. But as soon as we change our perspective, you can see that the Moon's orbit is actually tilted, so it's not causing an eclipse. Now that we've used Paint 3D to see why we don't have eclipses every month, let's finish this project in PowerPoint and see when they do happen. Coming this fall, adding 3D models to your slides in PowerPoint will be as easy as adding a 2D image. All you'll do is go to Insert, 3D Models, grab the model we just finished in Paint 3D, and drop it in. Now, I'm not an animator by any means, but PowerPoint will actually animate my 3D objects for me. All I'll do is duplicate the slide, select the model, rotate it to show the tilt, just about there, and then go to Transitions and apply the Morph transition. Nice. Okay. I finished the entire presentation earlier, so let's go ahead and take a look at it. Here we go. Because of the Moon's orbital tilt, we don't have eclipses every month. But let's fast forward 3 months. Now, the Moon's orbit will align with the Sun and the Earth to block the sunlight and cause a total solar eclipse. The next time this is going to happen is on August 21st.
If you are homeschooling,
when an eclipse will travel,
it is possible to use the Minecraft for education and the code kit, but you have to be part of a, you need written proof that you belong to a nationally recognized homeschooling organization or are recognized by a local school district as an acceptable alternative.
Learning point using 3D.
So there is a homeschooling
Let's extend on that concept. The class is working on another project around the Curiosity rover, and the teacher has just loaded a model of the Curiosity from NASA's website to Microsoft Teams.
An educator on a school board.
I've actually already downloaded the model, and I've got it open over here.
With a .edu address, typically.
Yeah, right. And there's a, otherwise you won't get an account. In this view, I can spin it around, see it from a couple different angles, but I can't really get a sense of its size.
Now, Amy is showing us how we can see 3D content in our screen, but I'm excited to announce a new feature coming to Windows 10 this fall that allows you to view 3D content through your screen, kind of like a magic window. We call this new feature View Mixed Reality. Now, this feature is not only available in what Amy is showing today, but it's going to be available in a wide range of experiences. Okay, so Amy, I'm 5'11". How big is the Curiosity?
I was going to say,
find out.
She seems tall.
You can head towards the back of the stage.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it was
the
heels or...
right next to you.
Like, about here?
Perfect. Okay. Okay, here we go.
Yep.
Wow.
Nice.
That's cool.
Let's capture this.
That's very cool. No green screen needed.
Yeah. At 7 feet tall and nearly 2,000 pounds, it's pretty unbelievable that we've landed this on Mars.
With View Mixed Reality, we can bring
this rover... And that was being done on what looked like probably a Surface Pro 4, which is does not meet the specs for things like Oculus Rift. So
there you go.
Unique perspective to understand the Curiosity's scale and size in the relation to the world around us, in this case, me. Now, here's the good news. All of this can be done on any classroom Windows 10 PC that just has a simple RGB camera. Even a plugged-in webcam will work. And it's free.
These are kind of gimmicky features that, you know, there's many phone apps that'll do this kind of thing.
So we just saw some examples of how we could simplify the complex using mixed reality.
Yeah, this is something that Microsoft does at events like this. There are demos, there are canned demos, and the real trick is to come back a year later and say, you know, how many variants of that demo have you seen in the real world?
And it's not just Microsoft. Let's face it, everybody does these. And they're a little gimmicky, but that's all right.
Right into the classroom.
You got to have some sizzle.
Now, Amy's going to be using one of these new affordable headsets to take us on a trip.
How affordable? Have we seen a price for these?
Far, far away. Guess where we're going?
Well, this is the Acer one. So this is one that's already out, I think.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the solar system in a way that used to be impossible. In textbooks, the eight planets are usually shown in a straight line. But in this immersive view, I can actually move around and get a sense for how they're spread across space.
Dev kits are shipping now, not final
versions. Now, these types of applications can be really rich for self-guided learning. Not only can Amy explore our solar system,
they say
but she
this
can
holiday.
Travel through time. And into this case, into the future,
where the Acer headset has two LCDs at 1440 by 1440 with a 90 kilohertz refresh rate.
Proximity to one another.
A 90 hertz refresh rate, sorry.
About 1,000 years ago.
And does require a PC connected via USB or HDMI.
Zooming in, I can see how the planets will look when they're grouped closer together 500 years from now. What a cool way to learn about
space. That does
space.
Make it less expensive, though. You don't
it's
have to...
this type of immersive education that can enable...
They're definitely not going
to
have one of these for every student in a classroom.
Or even the galaxy without even leaving the classroom.
Dell, Asus, HP, Lenovo, and others have all announced they'll be making these. I'm trying to find a price.
We are so excited about the opportunity for 3D and mixed reality and learning, and we're not the only ones. Pearson,
Lenovo
one of the largest
bucks.
Education companies in the world,
so,
has just begun to integrate 3D and mixed reality into their secondary and university-level curriculum. They're going to be offering courses in commerce, history, health, and STEM.
I feel like this is gimmicky.
In the
school
year 2018,
I don't even know.
Any student can take any one of these courses on any Windows mixed reality device.
Just fraught with problems.
Good. Wow, I heard
I think this is planting a stake in the ground.
This is the future of learning. So let's take a look at that future curriculum with Microsoft HoloLens.
Not convinced it's the future of learning. Yeah, I mean, clearly Microsoft would love HoloLens, Windows Holographic, you know, augmented reality to be the next UI, and maybe it will be, but I don't think schools want to be the guinea pigs for that kind of stuff. The future. It's too expensive.
It certainly is today.
Already in how a lot of educational resources,
but as we know, disruption can bring the cost down and change the form factors. And you know, 2 or 3 years from now, what looks clunky and expensive can be mainstream.
I agree.
As I started preparing my lectures and thinking how I'm going to communicate this to the students, one thing I wish
each one of those students is wearing a $3,500 HoloLens development kit.
You actually have all these tools that allow students to generate content for other
students.
And
by the way,
which means that you could have students.
It's clunky in the UI as well.
Performing the development.
It's still a long way off.
Content that they're learning about in their other classes.
I mean, I think you can say that this is to the what AR will ultimately be, as the 2002 tablet PC was to what you know, pen based devices are today, which are great and cheap.
Right.
Reading it out of a book. And so having the
as somebody who adopted those tablet devices in 2002, I can tell you.
You and me both.
Expensive and not really very useful. There are a few limited uses for it. I think it makes sense in college level education because these kids are going to want to be working in this industry. And so
have them learning.
Right, especially STEM and post-grad stuff. Yeah. It makes sense. But I think ending that on the word tomorrow,
right? Smart
brings that point home.
From 3D in your screen to the world is your screen. Mixed reality is the future, and it's available today. We have a wide range of tools for educators that they can use to create curriculums for their students and peers. From Paint 3D and Office to View Mixed Reality to those immersive Windows mixed reality headsets coming this holiday, starting at $299. With 3D and mixed reality in Windows 10, any student can simplify the complex, can creatively learn through experience, and can gain new understandings by bridging their digital and physical worlds. Creativity leads to learning. Learning leads to innovation and the future. Thank you.
Namaste. So now hardware, I would guess. I'd love to see Joe Belfiore. I think you're right. This is his baby here.
Hundreds of millions of next generation creators, whether they paint by colors or numbers, sculpt in 3D or code, design new worlds or buildings, compose symphonies of music or science, create ideas or possibilities. However they choose to create, we are building Microsoft education for each of them. We want Windows 10, Office 365, Minecraft, and mixed reality to be the place for creators in the classroom to create, learn, and play. But our commitment to education goes further. We focused so far today on how we seek to inspire students from kindergarten through to 12th grade. But Windows 10S will also be great for higher education students. And when I think about the right device for them, only one thing comes to mind. The most soulful expression of Windows needs to run on the most soulful expression of a Windows device.
Soulful.
Please welcome Panos.
Panos Panay, this is hardware. Panos did that amazing reveal of the Surface book. And his hipster
what is a fan club,
straight out of Silicon Valley
it's been crazy,
last
so
night.
Incredible. This day of learning, it brings
is that a tuxedo jacket.
When you
I think
about
it is.
Teachers and students and how that all comes together. For me, in planning this event, you know, it pushed me very hard to think, hey, what are those moments? What are those most impactful moments in my
jacket.
Life?
Yeah.
Those moments where I was learning most, or where the teachings were coming to life.
It looks like he's got a fade haircut, right?
pulled me back. It pulled me all the way back to the teaching I would get from my dad, which was such an important part of my life. Now, check
look
this
at his
out.
Dad.
That's my dad. Hopefully you look at this picture and you go, hey, that's his dad, right? I look at the picture and I go, look at my blue leisure suit because it's pretty hot.
Oh, man.
And then I wonder why they continuously dressed my brother and I the same way. That happened for years, and it was awful. Anyway,
somebody has worked with the Microsoft team to get personal anecdotes into every one of these speakers.
My dad was an engineer.
Yeah.
He was a hardware engineer.
This is a new,
he was a
new thing, I think.
He was a guy that he wanted to put things together with his hands.
Well, he's been doing that for a long time. His family has been a part of his demos.
When I was growing up, my dad and I shared a room. It was my bedroom, and it was his office. And that was special to me. That was special for many years of my life because his desk was in my room. And my mom would put me to bed at night, and that was awesome. And I'd pretend I was asleep, and I'd lay there. And maybe 30 minutes or an hour later, my dad would come in. He was relentless. He'd come in every night, and he'd go to work.
Oh, jeez, that poor
and
kid.
And I would creep out of bed, and I would go sit next to him. And he let that happen. I don't think we ever told my mom, because I'm like, hey, Dad, do we have a picture? And he's like, no, we never told your mom. And those were the moments that you can pull all the way back to from a learning standpoint. He used to teach me. We would hand-build TVs together, and he would teach me. I was 6, 7, 8, 9. It took us a long time, but he would talk about every single detail and how it mattered. And then if you got it wrong, you had to do it again. And you had to do it again and then again. But it mattered that you didn't miss anything. Because if you put everything you had into this product, then you were going to get everything that you wanted out of it. And he would say it. He'd say it to me. When we watch this TV, Bono, you're going to love this TV better than any other one. Because I'd ask, Dad, why don't we just buy a TV? If I only knew what he was teaching me back then. Because right now, I'm reminded of that exact same feeling in the work we do in Surface. And in Windows. And now across Microsoft. This is a culture driven by passion, like real passion. That same passion my dad had in teaching me how to put a TV together. It's a culture driven by iteration. And it's also a culture driven by learning.
This is
and the best thing
something about Microsoft's kind of historically been missing is this sense
I'm
that...
I'm surrounded by some of the
and
best...
And that they've really tried hard over the last few years to shape. You know, we're creators, we're passionate. In the way that Apple, of course, has that you know, reputation.
Every single detail. It doesn't matter.
Detail-oriented, passionate about the product. You never felt that way, I don't think, about
the creation of an entire category.
Microsoft.
Their heart and soul goes into
it. Chris, they didn't start really shipping the PCs until recently.
That we align to the pixel on the screen. And it turns out, the more you look at it, you start to
realize
5 years,
it's been that long.
It's not actually all these little details and parts that make these devices great. But it's all the passion that the people making these products put into them that make them great. It's that same passion.
Brad Sam's tweets,
you
can you imagine if Microsoft released a laptop with a touch bar?
That same energy that resonated with me when I watched TV with my dad.
That's passion.
And that can be true. It's actually true for our entire Surface family. If you haven't picked up a Pro, you should. And there's many of you using them, and I'm super pumped about that, by the way, because I can't remember the last time that happened. Thank goodness. If you haven't used a book, you should take the top off, reverse it, fold it down, take the pen out, and create. Let your energy come into that. Push the GPU. If you haven't seen, touched,
I've had a Surface Book since it came out,
studio,
and I have never done that.
You have to. Put your hands on it, pull it towards you, immerse yourself into it.
Well, now we know what you're doing tonight, Leo.
Hey, Sue,
I'm going to immerse myself.
You have done an amazing job today. Has she been amazing?
Yes, Sue has been amazing. Yeah. She's the artist who is using a Surface Studio.
Your work is inspiring. And
I'm doing all the backgrounds.
You make the studio look
all
absolutely beautiful.
Big slides,
I
yeah.
I mean, you
neat.
Bring it to life the way it's meant
I have
to
think she's
your creations show up
loading
here.
Saved images. That
sure, she's loading saved things, but then animating them in real time.
Yeah.
Now, each one of these products have pushed the boundaries of innovation. They're products that help you create. They're products. They help you think. They help you love, do what you love doing most. That's true. They help you be more productive. But it's not the product. It's the product disappearing into the background, and it's the mind that gets to go into that product to create what needs to be created. Your musings, your learnings. Everything you think about comes together through this seamless dance of hardware and software.
I appreciate the innovation. I think the Surface Pros are maybe more successful than the Surface Book. The Surface Book still feels like a kind of a quirky dead end to me. But the Surface Studio is really quite amazing.
Or a novel or a drawing.
See, I'd reverse those last two. I see the Surface Studio as a niche device.
It's definitely a niche device, yeah.
And the Surface Book is actually the future.
Interesting. That hinge, I have to say, I just aesthetically, it's
4 years of their magical lives.
There's so many people making two-in-ones that don't have a weird, clunky.
And today is all about students.
No. Lenovo has some pretty weird and clunky hinges.
This is where we wanted to put our focus into those next 4 years.
I believe in the two-in-one. I don't know if
when they're just about to get out of high school. When they don't even know what their major is, we wanted to bring them a product that they could have so much confidence in, they didn't have to worry about it. Now, we know
today. Interesting to see if they did a higher end version of this, whatever he's about to announce.
Pro, we love that. It's cool.
Or whether what he's about to announce is a higher end version of whatever the OEMs are going to be introducing starting at $189.
Of course, that's what they've done with the Surface line all along.
He just said that this is going to be something that he wants people to think of. Buy it at the beginning of your college, and it's good for 4 years.
Right. And even if it ships with Windows 10S, you can upgrade it to Pro at some point.
They're asking for a laptop, right? They're asking for a Surface laptop. Cool. They want a bit of a choice. They want a product that's going to continue to
empower them. So there's a little gap
and remove
in
everyone.
That line there between the Surface Pro, the Surface Book, and the Surface Studio. Little hole.
The student
exactly.
Lady.
Right there on the
have
left.
Have you seen what they can accomplish? Have you seen what they can do? Just watch. Their minds, their hands, they move so fast. They come out of school. They come into Microsoft. They run circles around me. Circles. I'm almost embarrassed sometimes how fast they're moving compared to me. It is extraordinary. They create fast. They think fast. Nothing should stop them. Nothing should get in their way. There should be no technology that stands in front of them. And isn't that what Surface is?
Just be me, but I always feel like Panos is the guy in the isn't bar it? You kind of try to avoid.
The technology that disappears to the background.
But maybe
He has a reality distortion field around him. When you're in the room, actually, you just want to listen.
He's engaging.
From the materials to the science to the architecture. Every bit of our experience in making products had to come to life, and we had to re-examine the entire laptop market and then push those same boundaries of innovation you see pushed in the other Surface products into this product. We had to breathe into this product some life that really started to change this category and continue to move it forward. So we built a laptop, and it's beautiful. But it's beautiful because it's personal.
So we built a laptop.
It's personal because it's meant to be a reflection of who you are.
They did build a laptop.
It brings you that security and superior performance that Terry talked about.
Well.
And probably most important.
The Surface Book wasn't.
It's going to last you.
Really a laptop.
It's going to last that student.
So no detachable screen.
Right.
To the day they walk across the stage for their graduation. I think this is the one you're going to want. This is a Surface Laptop.
Surface Laptop. Is that the name?
Yep.
I've got chills, there are mountains.
They've really gotten good at these Apple-y kind of. i7. This is not some mobile device. This is, you're right, this is going to be a high-end device.
And that is the Surface business model.
Right.
Let the OEMs cover the entire spectrum of price points. Surface is going to be the premium device. It's
There's
going to
the
be the benchmark.
Keyboard. Yeah. How does that wear? Does that wear well?
I have not had experience with one of them. Yeah.
So it is a laptop. In fact, it looks a lot like a MacBook Air.
And it doesn't have a hinge. But it's very, very, very thin. Reminiscent of the Surface Book without the hinge.
Right.
Now, what's interesting is they're introducing this at an education event. But you know what? I'll bet there's a lot of business people and
oh, you bet.
You know, just regular.
Compare this to the HP Spectres, the Acer S7. It's a very thin, very light, full power laptop. There's a big market for that. Performance made personal. So you're exactly right. It comes with a 10S, which is interesting.
Well, and so you get it, and that makes it inexpensive. It.
Right.
But then you can upgrade it to Pro if you want.
Right. Interesting, Pro, not home. Panos is now holding, I think, the red version of it. 13.5 inches. Cool. Pixel perfect display. That means touch, right, cool. Ed?
I would think so. I can't imagine them doing something that doesn't have touch.
Such a gorgeous product. This product is so meticulously crafted. When I talk about the details of putting the
Alcantara
TV my dad,
top is very interesting.
Every single part of this product, every detail thought through.
An aluminum
every single detail. When you look at this product,
laptop
and you put it
or
in your hands,
metal cast laptop with
no
a
reference to how
fabric
any of these parts have come together
top.
In the product. You won't find a screw. You won't find anything that leaves
so
a parting line across the device.
The part around the keyboard.
Right. It's not the keyboard
lines,
either. It's
a perfect flow of energy.
It's around the keyboard. Though.
Right.
You pull it apart
see,
and
there.
Open it seamlessly.
You can see the fabric around the keys.
Right. Colors. In product
I actually
making,
don't
we have
mind
a thing
that.
Called the first
if it wears well.
We talk about it in our design labs all the time. What's the first read on the product? How does it feel? It's meant to be silent to the eyes. That's critical. When you look at it, does it feel good? Does it draw you in? What does it mean? Why? How do we get people into their flow? How do we get them moving?
Yeah, I think you're right,
it
Ed.
Really
I think
is
this
a product
is,
that draws
this is
you in. It's one of these products
a high-end
where
product.
You have to feel
what
it.
What do you
to
think? Is it under 1,000?
So we'll do that.
Oh, absolutely.
Has to be.
Can I show you this device?
You know, I don't have any inside information, but I would
That's
be shocked
cool.
to see this at more than.
I probably am.
$7.99.
I mean, you have lovely equipment.
He's waded into the crowd. I think, is that Paul Theroux?
See right there. No, totally cool. You do have to move, though, so scoot in a little bit.
There's Brad.
Yeah, there's Paul. There's Brad. Yeah.
All right. This is a Surface laptop. And this is burgundy. You're wearing burgundy.
On the Apple.
I think we didn't plan this, did we? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's an Apple notebook. That's why he went right to her, didn't he?
I want to get the essence of this product. When you think of what we're trying to do with the laptop and where we want to push things. We want to push things
this
a little
bit
further.
This is an interesting move.
We want to move.
He really does engage the audience, doesn't he? He's waded right
we
into the audience.
We want to move to something that's
lit him up.
Personal. Something
well, he did this with Joanna Stern
the show
at the
but I think
Surface
you like
Pro
it.
4 launch.
Yeah, what is she going to say, Panos?
If you take a look, we've designed
he left
the
it with her, by the way.
We designed the product in 4 gorgeous colors.
He did not take it back.
Graphite gold, platinum, and cobalt blue. All beautifully inspired
I wonder.
Different elements of nature to
I
bring
wonder.
It to life. And the idea of making something more personal.
Brad is now tweeting pictures of his hands-on.
Now, when you
he grabbed it from her.
It feels amazingly thin and light, which is really important.
It is a pretty color.
Like it's 2.76 pounds.
This
it's
is
under
Brad's
14
tweet.
And a half millimeters.
2.76
and with one
pounds.
Finger, you can open.
That's
the
a little
screen,
heavy.
Which is super cool, but it's very elegant in the sense that I just open it smoothly, just like that. And what you get.
I'm not sure on what planet that's heavy. That's
well,
a bonus.
I'm seeing 2.5 pound, even a little less than 2.5 pound
productivity of a 14
ultrabooks these days.
In your standard 16:9 format. So it's like a 14
I guess for a full
laptop,
computer, it's not heavy.
And acts like a 13 inch size when it's in your bag. Here's great. When you close it, when you close this product, it feels so elegant. It's important.
He really is a good
it's
salesman.
Important that it sounds good when you close it, because when you're done with your thought and you close something, don't you want closure? Of course you do. Now, when you look at the products, when you look at the products you're using right now, and there's
now,
a lot of them out
one
there,
wonders if he'll
you're going to find
a
rubber bumper around the screen.
Surprise reveal as he did with the
you're
Surface
Book. You're
going
to find either a piece of plastic around the screen. The reason that's there is because when you close these devices,
3-2 aspect ratio again,
I mean,
which is,
smart.
Of course, all of the
but
Surfaces.
But this elegant dance between these two parts right. come together so seamlessly in this product. And when I say at the first read you won't find any misplaced parts in every detailed matter, there's no rubber bumper. There's no plastic chin. There's no hinge that you can see.
That's what you get
it's
with the Alcantara.
Part of the
device that flows and fades to the background. The screen itself is 3.4 million pixels. 3.4 million pixels. It's that exact screen that you would expect from Surface. That high contrast, that color calibrated screen. You know what it is. I do it every time. I'm not going to do it. You know what it is. At the end of the day, this is the thinnest LCD touch module ever created and put into a laptop, and that's how you get this form. That's the laptop.
Not yet on the Microsoft Store.
I'm low on time. I got to keep going. Okay. We we could stay all day. That's an option. I want to show you the Surface Pen. I'm a huge fan of the Pen. We talk about the Pen all the time. Of course, the Pen works on the screen.
Does it come with a pen?
I want to show you a feature in Windows. If you haven't used it in the Creators Update, go give it a shot. Take a video. Get your pen, put it to the screen, and bring this feature to life. I'm going to show you the craftsmanship video that you'll find in my blog later today. It's about 2 minutes long. This is a
normal
30-second cut
Type
of that,
A USB ports on
life.
This, by the way.
And
that looks like a display port
so students,
on the side
will,
there with a headphone jack.
A lot of videos these days.
Yes, it does.
My elementary school girls right now are doing it. My high school son and daughter, they're also
making
the
leak, no, no type
Surface
C.
Surface connector on the other side.
Yeah.
So the Surface connector is still there. In the world alternative to, for us, when or the still their solution that predated USB-C.
In this case, what I'm going to show you is how simple communication
of course,
can
you could use it with a dock and
pen,
add
and
Ethernet
the
and all
that can
of
come in with it. I'm going to hit play. Watch how this video will play. As it's playing, I'll put my pen to the screen to send the note to a team.
Wow.
And notice what happens. And we talk about this a lot.
Look how
the
thin
power
that,
of the
that
pen,
screen is. Holy
don't
cow.
Underestimate it. The emotion that comes with writing, the cognitive recall that comes with writing. But in this case, I'm just sending a message to the team that says, it is awesome.
This is really...
The seam here that you cannot
for
see is
Apple
awesome,
users.
The fabric and the aluminum come together is perfect.
A come to
I
Jesus
to
moment.
That.
This is
so I'm gonna send this
where
back
you
to
have to really
will,
say to yourself,
right
am I going
to
so get another MacBook
it.
Or am I
going to
get a pen? Am
seconds,
I going to get touch?
So I'm going to get out of your way. But
am
then
I going to
see
get
how
Windows?
The ink makes its way back in that such a human form where you can... Collect that emotion because it's
yes,
the
he's
ink
got knobs
and my
also,
soul
the
that ends up on that screen that you get to feel because I wrote
machine.
It with the exclamation points and with my handwriting. You also can kind of figure that out. If I was mad,
I think
it looks
a lot
very
of people
similar.
Who
okay.
purchased MacBooks
take a look at
in
this.
The last few months are
not happy with
not happy.
With their their reliability.
They're kicking themselves. No, no. In fact, I got rid of my Touch Bar Mac and replaced it with a lower end.
When you open
this is really interesting. Put the fabric there
and piece of fabric. And then keyboard. You don't really see the mechanical hinge. That's the pureness.
There is no compromise.
This is about a quarter pound less than a
metal
MacBook
Air,
a 13-inch MacBook Air, and it's about a tenth of a pound less than the Dell XPS 13, both of which I consider the benchmarks
yep.
for thin and light,
yep.
high-quality PC.
There's the image,
PC.
By the way, that the walking cat had straight out of that video.
Yeah.
Now you saw.
I said.
Yeah, there was somebody.
You saw
somebody when, accidentally posted
when I
an
use
asset.
The pen, you should see no lag. You should see no latency. And the pen is really coming to life. The performance on this device
my,
is absolutely
my wife's
amazing.
Just texted me.
Think
I want
about Windows
purple.
Windows 10S for just a minute because it's so important.
I think this is going to sell a lot of units to
that lasts.
Refugee Apple.
And you get this product that starts
fans.
Up unbelievably quickly. And let's just talk about that for just a second. When I opened the screen earlier, you saw me open it with one finger, and the screen was just there and turned on.
Yeah, this compares to the Apple's
the
MacBook,
with its
really.
Clothes, I'm shutting down this computer. I'm putting it into sleep. And then
well,
I
in a way, except
it,
isn't that using the
Windows
Core M?
Has done with
yeah,
the engineering
and it has ports.
Alongside the Surface team,
and
every single detail had to come
there's
to
some
life
significant differences.
Because we cannot have students waiting for their products. If you're a student and you're in a lecture, you need to capture a note. You have to open your product and move. We're used to this generation where you just hit a button
the
and
Mac
your device
book,
is ready for
the thin
you.
Macintosh
the
weighs 2.03 pounds. So.
Instant on is critical.
Yeah.
It is part of our lives. It should be celebrated. But actually, the celebration of Instant On is because you can capture your thought. You can capture the moment.
But it's a slightly
moment.
Smaller screen. It's a 12-inch screen.
Right. It's a 12-inch
no touch.
And this has the equivalent of a 15-inch
right
screen
there,
in a 13-inch package.
Yeah.
The same way that the XPS 13 does and
right.
the Surface
right
Book does.
More bezel than the XPS 13, looks like. But that means you can put a camera on the top. I hope they did.
I'm sure they did.
Instead of the up-the-nose cam on the XPS.
It's a very weird location for it.
Directly onto the motherboard. which in essence lowers the power consumption and maximizes the performance on this
device.
I'm
thinking with an i7, this is 1,000.
No one's ever integrated a PCIe SSD that way ever before. I mean, and it results in this engineering
effort.
The Surface
Book starts at, what, $14.99. So you have to come in under that. 14 and a half hour battery life. Is Microsoft pretty fair with their battery specs?
Well, everybody...
This isn't about taking your charger...
takes the best case scenario. Yeah. So I think you could take, you know, take three quarters of that and you have a real world scenario. So that's still 10 hour battery life.
That's phenomenal.
Great.
That's phenomenal.
And then go to the library.
You get about 2 hours
on a
MacBook.
And then come home and binge watch Netflix. And then cram a little.
Now, they're showing the i7, but that doesn't mean that that's the only configuration that's going to be available.
I'm sure they'll do, they may even do an M version. And what kind of battery life would you get with the i7 versus?
Well, I hope they don't do an M version because the performance is so
it's anemic. Don't worry. When you get back, if you're disheveled a little bit and you're rushing to class, pick it up, open it.
And touch me now. Right where you left off. That may exact require same something battery. Serious.
When you close the lid, we'll be back when you come from spring break and ready for you to go. Isn't that awesome? It's just cool.
Now let me. So put I'm refreshing.
That was a very bold claim that he made just there. So you get a little more of that. That's something that hasn't been true of Windows PCs.
The history of laptops. That they designing a laptop, there has always been
maintain their battery life over a period of a week.
Whether it's the weight, whether it's the battery life, whether it's
the standby time,
whether it's the thinness,
the standby
whether it's
time,
the key switch, the travel, how it feels under your.
There's
hands.
No room for a fan of that. I don't think. Maybe.
If you want to push more pixels onto a screen like this, you probably need more battery life and a little bit more performance. If you need more battery life, you likely need a bigger battery. If you need a bigger battery, you likely need a thicker device. If you need a thicker device, it's likely getting heavier. And then reverse that. Or put it in any order.
I7.
These are conflicting goals. This is the first
because it's wedge shaped, they do have more room in the back there.
The team talked about making the Surface laptop and used the word balance. And when we create products, we talk about it. What is the one thing on this product? And it was balance. We needed to bring a perfectly balanced product, a product that had never been brought together like this before. And a way to kind of put it in context is let's just talk about other laptops because it frames it. Now, a lot of students use MacBook Airs and MacBook Pros, and we know that. And those are awesome products. I mean, they are awesome products. The Surface laptop itself is lighter and thinner than any MacBook Air or MacBook Pro on the market right now. It's 50% faster than the MacBook Air. And when you compare the Core i7 Surface laptop to the Core i7 13.3-inch MacBook Pro, the Surface laptop is faster.
They're really not pulling any punches. They know where they're going.
This moment.
This is aimed directly at Macintosh users.
We have more
users.
Battery life in this product than any MacBook on market today. Put all that together, and that's the Surface laptop.
Yeah, and those hour numbers under the MacBook are really not what you get.
We're really proud of the team.
Well,
really
they're what you get just for movie playback.
Right.
They're not for real world use.
I mean, it is the most balanced laptop you will ever find.
But just don't
turn
on
Twitter.
How do
we do it? It's worth talking about because the innovations on this product are hard to see. The beauty, easy to see and feel. The innovation, hard to see because it's disappeared. We had to push this product to its peak performance while keeping the device as thin and light as possible. Our thermal design allows this front edge of the product to stay under 10 millimeters. That was critical, because if we're going to bring something beautiful to you, keep all that performance in it, we couldn't start trading off any of the form of this product. We want students to be proud when they pull it out of their bag, and they want to feel proud when they do that. We integrated vapor chambers right in, shaped as heat pipes, directly into the aluminum backing right underneath here. Now, I have to tell you this because my team back in Redmond right now is like, please just tell them. You're never going to see this, but I'm still going to tell you. Right under the processor, these pipes run. And basically, it makes the bottom aluminum bucket three different parts in one. It's functional, it's structural, and it brings that cosmetic perfection all at the same time. That's not been done before. It allows us to pack everything we need in here and still give you the weight and battery life and thickness that you wanted. And then we knew how much beauty mattered and we weren't going to compromise it.
Take my
money.
We
talked about this being a product that we want to be proud of when you pull out of your bag. We overlaid Alcantara fabric onto the top of the keyboard. This is a product imported from Italy. It's premium.
That's
it's
actually
durable,
a smart
it stands the test
thing
time.
Because it totally distinguishes this from every other Ultrabook.
After we optically
there's just no question it's different.
Key on the product, to leave right. no lines on the product at all, and to let no like leakage come out. So when you are cramming late at night,
of course,
like
one
I did
of the problems with these short travel keyboards,
the
they're hard to type
light.
On. There's quite a few Macintosh users who are very unhappy
full
with that.
1.5 millimeter travel on the keyboard. It is buttery smooth, buttery smooth. When you put your hands on this thing and type, you feel so good. And why does that matter? Because when you're in the flow, because when we have a student immersed, because when you are writing that entrance essay, this technology must get out of your way. It must. And it has to work seamlessly. And so when you put this thing on your hands on top of this keyboard, it feels warm. Doesn't feel cold. It invites you in. It invites you in. Now, the fabric has just a bit more than just form. It has some amazing function. If you look at this product, you'll see no speaker grills. You'll see no speaker holes.
Oh, interesting.
And it gives that perfect look when we talk about that first read and how soft. We were able to invent a technology to integrate the speakers underneath the keyboard, use the fabric to push the sound through, and then push it out the
Alcantara
keys to point
is
it right
68%
at you as you're
creating. Polyester and 32% polyurethane.
It's insane, right? I know, it's crazy.
So it's
and
a
now
synthetic
the
product.
Coming at you while you're working. So if you're editing that video,
I think wears pretty well. I've seen some pretty worn surface
to come together,
type keyboards, but
but they're not using that fabric. There's very few that use that fabric.
Oh, that's the deluxe one.
That's the deluxe one. You got to pay extra for it.
Okay.
And windows coming together.
I have an Alcantara. I used to have an Alcantara headliner in my car, but I didn't touch it much.
Surface laptop really quick and give you some function of the product.
It looks good.
I mean, give you my setup really
in crash this test dummy mode.
Laptop. Yeah, right.
I'm using the Surface docking station. This product has all the ports you need, and I'm sure the ports you're going to want. But here, we're connected
the speakers
to the Surface docking station.
The
so
fabric.
If you're not a student, let's just say you're a professional. You already have a Surface and a docking station. It works seamlessly together. This is a great product if you're taking it home or for work. But in the sense of students, this is the Word document. We know students love Word. We know they use it. We know they create. I create in Word,
so,
and read in Word.
No doubt.
But watch as I move the dial with my hand.
They save money because the dial, the pen, the dock, they're all extras.
The smoothness of this dial.
And there's no hinge.
The itself,
there's no detachability.
Which I don't mind. I know Mary Jo Foley feels the same way. That made it difficult to use a Surface Pro in a lot of situations.
We want these things to flow seamlessly. And when we demo
and
this
I never
studio,
wanted a
you
tablet.
Saw that same elegant
I don't
piece.
Want Windows to be
but now
a tablet.
I'm going to open Spotify.
I do want Touch, though.
I'm going to play some Chainsmokers. And as they're playing, I want to show you what happened.
He's with it. He's hip.
I haven't touched the dial yet, but now when I touch it, look how the
that's
dial
my son's favorite band.
And switch to the volume button.
He says
because
they're the Beatles of
I'm
my
Spotify.
Generation.
Now, Spotify's coming to the Windows Store. We're excited about that. And Spotify's done some amazing work integrating the dial into this Windows app. And so now I turn the volume up and down. So when I'm in my paper, I can engage the music I want to because it does help me flow. Absolutely. And when I go back into Word, I start using the dial again. What happens? It flows
and
seamlessly. And
Spenay's got the flow,
very
baby.
Cool, right? Where you see that integration. Now I can use... I'm going to turn down the volume. I think that's so critical to a product like this, and it's such a subtle example of the hardware and software just coming perfectly together, and it's critical. I want to show
so
you one
aimed
more
at
application
students,
that brings this product
but I think
to
you're
life.
Right, Ed. I think a
and
lot
it's a very
of
cool app for sure.
Executives
before
might
before I
want
do
this.
That, let's talk.
I might want it.
Windows 10S, Office, and Surface. These are all products that were made for each other. But the key is they were actually made with each other. Every single document you will use on this will be protected and secured. Every single app you use is verified by Microsoft, which streamlines you for security and superior performance. And
does that eliminate
if you
malware?
Need an app that's not in the store, that's fine.
Sorry, what?
Do we not have to worry about malware anymore? Or
well, if you use Windows 10S, you eliminate about 98 to 99% of the vectors.
That's a big deal.
Brings it together for me. Now, 3D for Medical is this company, an amazing company doing amazing work for students and teachers around the world. And they launched Complete Anatomy in our store just this year. And it really is the product that I get to show you today to highlight all the performance in this device, to show you how the dial, the pen, the touch, the vibrant screen all comes together.
Since the Microsoft Store has not been taken offline, and I would guess this is not going to be available today for pre-order.
I want to invite my good friend Edel out here. From 3D for Medical, and she's going to show you a little bit more about this product. Edel, come on out.
So the i5 Surface Pro 4 with 4 gigabytes is now selling for $849. this one doesn't have the hinge, the everything. So it should be able to get in there at that price range.
$100,000, $899 maybe. Yeah, yeah.
I remember spending ages looking online.
And you don't have the pen. The Surface Pro comes with a pen, right?
Right.
That's $100.
At 3D for Medical, we have a vision, and that is to transform medical learning. I'm really excited to be part of this revolution and to show you how
you probably don't have to point this out anymore, but more women on stage than men
creates a totally new
throughout this event.
An immersive experience for students.
But it's
screen,
hard to remember that it was only a few years ago you'd never see a woman on stage at any of these tech events.
Means that I can easily navigate the model without any lag.
Let alone
the
Irish
textures
people.
And the anatomical accuracy can be displayed in immersive detail, no matter how far I zoom in.
Well, it's a very international group.
It allows users to explore over 6,500 structures right at our fingertips. And as we are visual learners, simply scanning this model means that users attain more information than they would from a flat 2D image in a textbook. The surface style allows me to interact with the model. For example, I can choose to fade surrounding structures. And now I can see where this complex bone sits in the middle of the skull. I can explode this region and see the relationship between anatomical structures. Using the dial,
I'm guessing Paul Farad is busy playing with the
structures.
The laptop right about now.
I can't do this with a textbook.
He says his tweets are coming fast and furious. Surface Book laptop is excellent. Oh, that's he's talking about the Surface Book.
Function, which students find very
or did he just mistype?
Yeah, I can't tell.
I can turn on the muscles and see what movement.
Because I think it would be an easy mistake to make to call this the Surface Book laptop.
Right.
This really does look like the Surface Book without the hinge.
Paul says, having gone hands-on with the Surface laptop, I can confirm it's effing gorgeous.
And I can view this motion at any angle.
The demo that he's got right now is an i5 with 8 gigs of RAM.
And it's not just applicable to anatomists.
He says, the poor woman who Panos gave the Surface laptop to is going to accuse us of harassment soon, mostly from Brad Sams. Can I touch it?
Technology. Users can completely immerse themselves in learning about the human body.
Yikes.
We can go even further.
It's frightening.
And modify the actual 3D structures.
Talk about Uncanny Valley.
Using the Surface Pen, I can cut through various layers and structures, such as
I think
skin,
Paul's holding out hope that everybody's going to get one of these Surface
muscles,
laptops.
Bone.
By the
and
way,
even the
Paul did point out
covering the brain.
With the Spotify demo, that's confirmation that Spotify is coming to the Windows Store.
Parts of the brain and study their relationship.
I did not realize it wasn't there yet.
I didn't notice, but do they have, is it a converted version of their desktop app? Which would be a very easy thing for them to do.
Right, they could just wrap it
onto the model.
Yeah,
and
then you have a secure, easy to install, easy to update.
And it's a great thing for Microsoft because they can take a cut of the subscription. That's what Apple does with Spotify, much to their dismay.
And now I have an interactive screen that I have created in seconds. I can share what I have
created. And I guess it means kind of an acknowledgement that Groove, or whatever Microsoft calls its music service these days, is
with the new Surface
laptop, not what people are choosing.
Places the need for dozens
well,
of
you know, people use iTunes, people use Spotify, people use
by
propelling whatever they want to use.
People mostly use Spotify.
Mostly Spotify, sure.
Yeah.
But I think that's always been the strength of Windows is the choice of apps.
Surface laptop now available for pre-order. i5, $999.
Teaching has evolved.
Okay.
It's absolutely amazing. Now you can pre-order your Surface laptop literally right now. Right now.
Where?
The Core i5 is starting at $999.
Microsoft
We're pretty
Store.
Excited about it.
I'm refreshing.
The product. I'm glad you are too. The product is available for you to either pick up or be delivered on June 15th. So it's coming pretty quick. Go ahead and get your hands on one. Now, learning isn't something that has a limit. I believe that. I believe it's an endless
What do you think of that price, Ed?
We want students.
It's very much in keeping with Microsoft's philosophy, which is don't anger the OEMs. They're never aggressive with pricing.
Stop getting better, and you always will.
And so this is not an aggressive discounted price point. It leaves lots of room for the OEM partners to come in underneath them.
Need to enable them to continue learning. From the Surface Pro to the Book to the Studio and now to the beautiful Surface Laptop. At Microsoft, we have a mission. And it is to empower every person and every organization on the planet to achieve more.
What we did not see
is so powerful.
Which OEMs are going
to
make
Satya say it.
Windows 10S.
Well, he listed seven.
Oh, he did. Okay, I missed that.
For every single product we make, from Surface to Windows to Office to mixed reality to OneNote to Minecraft to Teams to every other detail you saw today. And it's about those details.
So that the Surface laptop is basically the Google, is to
it's the Pixel.
Windows 10S machines as the Google Pixel is to Chromebooks.
And it's not aimed, obviously, at schools. It's too much for a school to buy more than one. But it's aimed at the students, particularly college students.
Particularly college students. And it's one where I think you can legitimately look at that and say, yes, this will last for 4 years.
Yeah. And they made a strong pitch for that. So Panay wrapping up. And it looks like maybe the event is wrapping up.
Every generation has the opportunity to inspire those that follow in their footsteps.
I know their goal was to be done by 9:30.
It's like they've done it.
An experience.
Well, wait a minute.
To reach new heights, Microsoft is working to create a better learning environment.
So we started pretty close to
with modern tools.
Half past
that are intuitive.
9.
This is the project.
And, collaborative. It's now 11:15, so a little longer.
So every student is empowered.
An hour
to
45 minute
more.
Event.
Yeah.
This is the modern
classroom. Yeah, I think they said maximum 2 hours.
Yeah.
Where we go beyond memorization of facts.
Well, Paul's sitting there saying, and do we get one?
All education.
Well, of course he'll get one.
Where students
but
learn
like
in
now?
The way they learn best.
6 weeks out if you
on
have pre-order.
They will use in the future.
Yeah. Well, I would imagine the review units are ready to go into people's hands.
And everyone can collaborate.
It's interesting. We really did think Windows 10S was all about low-end, Chromebook
Microsoft
competitors.
Education.
Microsoft saying, no, there's a lot of people might want this as their regular laptop operating system.
And if you think about it, the Windows 10S story is very much, this is what Windows RT could have turned into.
Right.
If it hadn't been for several wrong turns they made along the way. But this is, now 14 and a half hours battery life remains to be seen whether they can actually pull that off. But that's a very, 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 very aggressive and very much moving the state of the consumer PC forward at this point.
Microsoft's wrapped up its EDU event, which really was a little more than an EDU event. Of course, they announced Windows 10S as expected, a cloud first. I don't think it's safe to say it's a cloud first version of Windows.
No, really, in fact, I would happily put Windows 10S on a PC. If I had kids, I would happily put that on a PC for them. I would give this to my mom.
I would use it, frankly. I think there's a lot of. Remember, the limitation is you can only use Windows Store applications, UWP applications. Right now, that might be a little bit of a hardship because Windows Store isn't in the greatest shape ever.
It now includes the full desktop version of Office. It actually Slack is in there.
Interesting. And of course,
the desktop version of Slack was one of the first to be converted and made available through the Windows Store. And I think what this has the potential to do is to unlock the or unblock, really, the objection that a lot of developers have had to the Windows stores. Why would people get stuff from here? Well, right. If you've got this population of machines out there and you say, I can give this to people in a way that is manageable and easily updatable, and the purchase experience is very easy, but the updates in particular are a very compelling story, because right now you give somebody a desktop app and then you have to install their own updater, or you've got to get update packages into their hands somehow, and it's kind of a mess. So, you know, being able to go through the store with a classic desktop package that's been converted is, you know, there's a lot of developers who might now look at this and say, okay, I now see a reason to do this.
I'll be interested to see what Gabe Newell at Valve has to say. He's been complaining, of course, that Microsoft wants to move people away from third-party downloadable gaming. There's no Steam on the Windows Store, and all the gaming is pretty much casual gaming. But this isn't a gaming laptop. This is a productivity laptop. It's aimed, right, I guess, not just at students, but at a lot of users who would like a more secure, because we have to underscore that, it is a more secure Windows 10, and are content. You know, I would guess that, you know, 90% of what people use Windows for is Microsoft Office. Having that available is big. Yeah. Now, go ahead.
Like Microsoft Office, email, Spotify. You know,
there's no Netflix. Chrome browser, though, on the store, is there?
There's no Chrome browser.
You have to use Edge.
You would have to use Edge. That is correct.
Yeah. And again, Microsoft could pitch that as a security story as much as anything else. They did say that there will be Windows 10S laptops selling as little as $189. They announced 7 OEMs will be making them. Explain this to me. They did say that Office 365 for Education and Microsoft Education Edition would be available for free with the Windows 10. I guess those are the education PCs running Windows 10.
Well, Office 365 for Education is the equivalent of Office 365 Enterprise. And so if you're a part of an education based organization, then you get a subscription.
Got it.
You get a subscription to that. You sign in, you download the software, just like, an Office 365 subscription. So that's how that works. And so that will be free. But to education customers, I think there's a fair amount of fluidity in the way that they were describing features that were part of Windows 10S, that are part of the education market, and that are part of these new PCs. And, you know, the Office package is something that is for every education customer.
They will, I presume, offer a version of Office for the Microsoft Store for sale too. Will it be the same as just an Office 365 subscription, do you think, or will it be a package? What will?
That's an interesting question.
They didn't address that at all.
In general, the way that this works is you download Office and install it, and then when you sign in with your Office 365 subscription, it unlocks the features.
Right.
So I have a feeling that's the way it's going to work. Okay. They showed Office 365 Personal. You download that, it installs on this PC, then you sign in and you have access to the full range of features in the desktop applications and access to the cloud storage that it is associated with that subscription and with your Microsoft account.
WSL, Bash. It's a full Windows 10, you said, except that you can only get stuff in the store.
Yeah, well, WSL and Bash, I'm not sure. I think those are pro-only features.
So you'd want to upgrade to Pro. But that Pro upgrade is available online, which is interesting. I mean, that's how they address that. Well, try this, and if you need more, you can get it.
And they didn't mention the price, but This is something that I do know. The upgrade is $49.
Ah,
From 10S to Pro.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
The cost of the upgrade is $49. That's amazing. Because you know, typically, even if you go and you spec a PC at an OEM, you typically pay $79 to $99 for the upgrade. And that's a highly discounted price. If you want to get Windows 10 Pro from the store, you pay either $99 or $199. So $49 upgrade from this is very aggressive pricing. And another point in the favor of that. Now, of course, the Surface Pro 4 comes with Windows 10 Pro. So, you know, and as does the Surface Book. So for this to come with Windows 10 S, you got to pay an extra $49 for the Pro license. You have to pay for the pen. You have to pay for the Surface Dial, et cetera, et cetera.
They also announced not just Office 365 for Education and Minecraft for Education, including, by the way, a code builder that lets students code in Tinker or Scratch, which will be very compelling to education. They also announced Teams for Education, adapting their kind of Slack competitor that they announced just a couple of months ago to education and providing kind of a Slack interface for students and teachers. I think that's going to be very popular. They also have Intune for Education, which will allow administrators, you know, the IT department to set up, easily set up and administer these.
Yeah, I think that was really the 1-2 punch on the education side for this. You know, 10S with its ability, with its limit of running only store apps, is a huge benefit in terms of maintaining the reliability and security of the devices. But you know, the Teams product is a great product, but adding these education features on top of it and making it something that works with teachers and students, and for that matter, parents, is, you know, that's really a clever use of that technology and a way to bring it into organizations and put it in the hands of a generation that is going to be going out into the workforce in 5 or 6 years. And, you know, you want to get them used to using these products if you want to continue selling them to, you know, corporations and educational institutions and employers in the future.
And, of course, the big payoff at the end, Panos Panay coming out to introduce a new bit of hardware. And for people who wanted to see a new Surface Book or a new Surface Pro or a new Surface phone even, this at least kind of satisfied some of the itch. This new Microsoft Surface laptop, that's the name, is thin and light with extremely strong battery life, ships with Windows 10 S, a 13.5-inch touchscreen, and an Alcantara top, but looks very impressive. In fact, a number of people I saw, Product Hunt tweeted announcing the new Apple MacBook, a.k.a. the Surface Book. I think a lot of MacBook buyers are going to look at this and say, wow, and ask themselves, can I make the transition to Windows 10S from Macintosh? Is the operating system going to be the sticking point? Because the hardware sure looks a lot better than anything Apple's doing.
Yeah, I think there were a lot of people who have looked at the Surface product line as it exists today, and you know, there was this Goldilocks thing. You got the Surface Pro, which is a very neat device, but the lappability question, you know, having that really light keyboard that clicks in and clicks out and such is a turnoff for people because it's too different from a laptop. The Surface Book feels much more like a traditional laptop, but the hinge and the price point on that puts it out of reach of many people. So this, you know, you pointed out, Leo, quite correctly, when Panos introduced this, he showed a picture and there was a gap in between those two products. And that is exactly the gap right there that it filled. It feels like a traditional laptop in the way that a Surface Book does, and more so than a Surface Pro 4 does, but at a price point that's sort of in between the two of them, and, you know, in a form factor that is the equal of the best PCs and Macs you can buy today in this category.
And offering hardware that is not available on a Mac, Kaby Lake, i5 or i7 7th generation Intel chip, TPM
Windows Hello is available. It does ship with 10S, but you can also switch to Windows 10. And by the way, Microsoft is now saying, I have the specs sheet from Mehdi Hassan has tweeted this, that you can upgrade for free to Windows 10 Pro until December 31st. And it includes 1 year of Office 365 Personal. It has a backlit screen, which the MacBook does not have. HD 620 graphics, Iris Pro graphics 640 for the i7. USB 3 port, Type A port, headset jack, mini display port. And then, yeah, they're sticking with a Surface connector. But many people have Surface chargers and Surface docks, and those will still work. 720p HD front-facing camera, stereo microphones, Dolby audio speakers that fire through, as far as I could tell, fire through the Alcantara fabric. Aluminum casing.
Which is very clever. I mean, they're basically using that as a speaker grill.
Yeah.
And as us old guys know, you know, speaker grills are a real thing.
They're okay. 2256 by 1504. That's 201 pixels per inch. It's a pixel sense display. 3:2 aspect ratio. Does work with the Surface Pen. 10-point multi-touch. Gorilla Glass 3. Three memory configurations, 4, 8, or 16 gigs. You could choose from an i5 or i7. The pre-orders for the i5 right now are starting at $999. I don't know what the i7 price will be. And it does come with three different solid-state drives, a 128, 256, or 512 gig solid-state drive. So 2¾ pounds, a little heavier than a MacBook, but it, you know, light, certainly under 3 pounds. And 4 colors, which is interesting.
Yeah, well, very much, this is very much going for the student market, the high-end consumer market.
And which the executive market.
And the executive market in particular. But I think the colors are an aspect of, you know, that consumers really want to see.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Ed, I'm sure you want to go back and file at ZDNet. I won't keep you. Any final thoughts on this Microsoft EDU event?
No, it was it was more than I expected, honestly. There was some there was better... The educational elements were better and more fully realized than I thought they would be, and that's a very positive way. And then the hardware, which, you know, a lot of people were sort of minimizing expectations and thinking these are just going to be, you know, cheap Chromebook alternatives, and it turns out to be something very, very different indeed. So all in all, I think they exceeded expectations on both fronts.
I agree. And some really interesting hardware that's going to make Apple fans second guess their choice.
I'm going to go check the door and see if the UPS guy is here with mine yet.
I've been able to find a page, Microsoft.com/en-us/Surface. But when you press the shop now button, it takes you to the old store with no Surface availability yet. But maybe if I click, yeah, see, coming soon. So they did say pre-orders would be today, but they have yet to put those up on the store.
Soon, very soon.
And they'll
ship
June 15th. Thank you, Ed Bott. Really appreciate it. ZDNet.com. Take care, Ed. Have a great day. We will, of course, have more all throughout the day on Microsoft's announcements. Mary Jo and Paul are there right now playing with the Surface laptop. In fact, Paul's initial impressions, he grabbed it from the woman. Brad Sams and Paul Thurrott were sitting next to a woman in the audience. Penelope Panay waded into the audience. There you see him. And handed the woman next to them, who was using, by the way, an Apple Macintosh, handed her the Surface laptop. But Paul and Brad apparently grabbed it away and said, Paul says, really feels nice. And, of course, Microsoft made no bones about taking a shot at Apple. They compared it directly to Apple's laptop line. And I think favorably. So it's an interesting time that we're living in. That's the Microsoft EDU event. We expect more with TNT this afternoon. I think if we don't get Paul and Mary Jo, Ian Thompson was also there, and we'll have a report from one of them or all of them this afternoon, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, 2300 UTC. And I think we will probably be talking quite a bit about it in a couple of hours on Mac Break Weekly. There will be a lot to say. So thank you very much for joining us for this TwitLive special, streaming the Microsoft EDU event for 2017. A very interesting event, and I think a very successful event for Microsoft. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.